Good morning. It's Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, DeepSeek drops V4 and ties the knot with Huawei. SoftBank pledges its OpenAI shares for $10 billion in fresh cash. And TSMC maps the silicon that every AI accelerator will run on in 2029. Let's start with DeepSeek. The Chinese lab released preview versions of V4 Pro and V4 Flash on Friday, and the numbers are striking. V4 Pro carries 1.6 trillion total parameters with 49 billion active and a 1 million token context window. The weights are open source on Hugging Face. Here's where it gets interesting. DeepSeek has partnered with Huawei. The new Ascend 950 Supernode clusters will run V4 at scale in the second half of the year. That's a decisive pivot away from the NVIDIA hardware that trained V3 and R1. Now look at pricing. V4 Pro costs $3.48 per million output tokens. OpenAI charges $30. Anthropic, $25. V4 Flash is just $0.28 per million. Why does this matter for Asia? Because the full Chinese AI stack, model plus silicon, is now a coherent alternative. For enterprise buyers in Singapore, Jakarta, Riyadh, and anywhere export controls or data, residency rules made US cloud AI awkward, sovereign deployment just became viable. Expect Alibaba, Tencent, and Baidu to follow with their own price cuts within weeks. Okay, story number two, SoftBank. Masayoshi's son is seeking a 2-year margin loan worth $10 billion, and the collateral is SoftBank's stake in OpenAI, with an option to extend by a third year. Let's put that in context. Sun has now committed roughly $64.6 billion to the ChatGPT maker through Vision Fund 2 and through a $40 billion primary round earlier this year. SoftBank's holding in OpenAI now sits at about 13%. This new loan gives SoftBank fresh liquidity without selling Arm or telecom assets. But it also means the group is more exposed to a single private tech valuation than at any point in its history. Why it matters for Asia, SoftBank is once again the largest AI bet in the region. And its balance sheet is now functionally a leveraged OpenAI proxy. For Japanese banks, Tokyo-listed AI names and the broader regional market, that concentration cuts both ways. Upside if OpenAI re-rates higher into an IPO, margin calls and forced selling across SoftBank's portfolio if the valuation slips. Watch the loan covenants. They will shape whether the next AI sell-off is amplified or absorbed across Asia-Pacific equities. And our third story today, TSMC. At the Taiwan Foundry's North America Technology Symposium this week, TSMC unveiled A13. It's a direct shrink of last year's A14 node, another 6% area reduction on nanosheet transistors aimed squarely at AI accelerators and high-end CPUs. The roadmap is firmer than many expected. A13 enters production in 2029 alongside a 1.2-nanometer A12 variant. And the whole roadmap proceeds without the delayed high-NA EUV tooling. A16, the 1.6-nanometer node with backside power delivery, slips to 2027 volume production. Why it matters? TSMC's process roadmap is the metronome for every hyperscaler's AI silicon plan. A confirmed A13 path to 2029 anchors CapEx decisions from NVIDIA, Broadcom, AMD, and Asian customers MediaTek and Alchip. For policymakers in Taipei, Tokyo and Seoul, the message is that Taiwan's lead at the bleeding edge is not closing, which makes Rapidus's 2-nanometer ambitions and Samsung's foundry fight harder, and the regional concentration of advanced node supply more acute. And now, the AI in Asia view. Today's trio reads as one story told in three registers: compute, capital, silicon. DeepSeek plus Huawei shows that a full Chinese AI stack is now price competitive and globally deployable. SoftBank's margin loan shows that Japan's largest AI bet is now intensely leveraged to a single American private valuation. TSMC's A13 roadmap, pushed to 2029 without high NA EUV, confirms that Taiwan still controls the underlying physics of the race. For the region, the strategic picture is unusually clear. Asian enterprises can now procure frontier AI from Chinese labs at a tenth of US prices. But the advanced node chips and the capital that finance the broader build-out still flow through Taipei, Tokyo, and a handful of American platforms. Capital allocators should treat this week's SoftBank headlines as a stress test on that concentration. And as a reminder that AI exposure in Asia is no longer a factor bet, it is the market. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Saturday.